That's, why is that torture?
Because.
You don't want to drop me off at the airport because I'm torturing you?
I'll be sad.
How am I torturing you?
I gotta worry every day about where you are.
You don't have to.
No, okay, but I will.
I'll be on the Pacific Crest Trail.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Sunday, April 17th, 6 days before we start, and I fly to LA tomorrow, so I'm just getting ready, for my flight, packing up, inventing things to do, and I have decided to bring the backpacker guitar. I think it'll be a nice luxury item to have, so... And that's it. I'm getting really excited. I'm ready to go. I'm tired of the anticipation and the waiting, and I just want to get moving. The idea of killing a week in LA doesn't even sound that fun right now. I'd rather just start the trail, but we have a few things to do for the show, so that's what we'll be doing. Just landed in LA after a 3-hour flight. Listened to Journeys North. Now I'm waiting for the bus to take me to the rental car location to get in my car and drive to my hotel in Los Angeles. Just got into the rental car in Los Angeles. It was a very confusing process. I'm not sure if I got ripped off or not. They kept trying to upsell me on things. There wasn't a car available. I had to wait 15, 20 minutes, but suddenly when I declined their upgrades, oh, there was a car available. But now I guess I drive towards the hotel in Burbank and I can't check until 3, but I'll get some lunch and kill some time. Woo! Good morning. It's Tuesday, April something, 19th. Oh, it's my brother's birthday. I need to send him a text. Anyways, I am driving a couple hours east of Los Angeles to the I-10 oasis of the Pacific Crest Trail to meet Mama Bear, the trail angel, who we got in touch with online and who wants to participate in the show. So I'm meeting her out under the oasis to do some trail magic, so feed some hikers, give them some beverages and I guess whatever they need, and talk to Mama Bear, and I'm really excited. This is a really good development. I'll get to meet some hikers that I would never get to see on the trail because they're so far ahead of me. And producer Carson, shout out to you for setting this up, because this is amazing. It's a beautiful drive too. All right, just exited, and now I'm trying to find where the PCT crosses under I-10, aka the Oasis. I'm trusting maps to take me there. We shall see, and hopefully there I will find the famous Mama Bear. Trail angel and purveyor of trail magic. I got a beautiful view of Mount San Jacinto with a little bit of snow still on the peak and a field of windmills down in the valley below it. It's brown, it's rocky, terrain. Oh, I think we might have found it. There's definitely a bridge here. Yeah, and there's some people. Oh yeah, it's happening. So where do I park?
Okay, I'm kind of nervous, but let's do this.
Super windy.
Okay, let's walk under the I-10 bridge and meet Mama Bear. Hi, I'm Cody. Are you Mama Bear? It's nice to meet you. Wow, this is amazing. This is amazing.
I'm so excited.
Who brought it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's just, it's Trail Angels brought it out here?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It is cool, isn't it?
Cool, cool, cool.
So I'm trying to consolidate so I can take the empties back home and then I fill them up and bring them back when I come.
Beautiful. How often do you come out?
Usually about 3 times a week, depending.
Are you close by?
No, I'm not.
No, where do you drive from?
I drive from La Quinta, so I'm about 40 minutes away.
Okay, which direction is that in?
East.
Okay.
So it's where Coachella Fest is going on right now.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm staying in Los Angeles until I go down to San Diego to start, so.
And when are you starting?
I'm starting on Saturday.
Cool.
From the border.
Excited?
I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
Well, let me know when you're close, like when you're starting to come down
okay.
San Jacinto, and if I can, I'll meet you here.
Okay, great. Amazing. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. Yeah, seems like the right time in my life to do
well,
it.
You're so. Only old ones. I mean, I had met a woman who came through, and she was 71. She was shredding.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Can I help with anything?
I think we're pretty good. Actually,
okay.
If you see some rocks, all these rocks, I think I heard... put rocks here to set up their tents, but this is where all the hikers walk.
Move big rocks.
Yep.
Just redirect it.
Okay, so let's see what people left in here. Ooh, somebody left
next. Is that a hiker box?
Hiker box, but as you can see, this is my hiker box that I bring. This is disgusting. Clothing. Okay. So usually I go through it and see what's, you know, oh good, they ate all the cuties. Really?
You gotta have your super C vitamins,
uh-huh.
You know.
Gotta have those. I don't know what this is. Hello, hikers! You ready for some trail magic? Okay, if you'll just leave your packs right here.
I'm Cody.
And this is Cody.
Jeanette. Nice to meet you, Jeanette. What's your name?
Jeanette. Let's go.
Pascal?
Pascal.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Nice to meet you.
Where are you guys from?
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Where?
Switzerland.
My girlfriend just moved to Switzerland.
Really?
I'm from Seattle.
Wow.
But I used to live in LA, so I'm familiar a little bit with this area.
So you guys met on the internet and decided to go hiking together?
Oh, we just met in the water faucet.
Oh, okay.
Like,
you both locked up the water faucet.
Yeah. You smell bad. You must be hikers.
I was happy to have company for the trek across the desert.
Yeah. That's a wretched little stretch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, if you need me to haul out some trash, I have a car. And it...
Well, we probably need to take that trash and divide it into half, maybe.
Yeah.
Could take it
for sure.
Great.
Absolutely. I have an empty rental car, so put as much trash in it as you want.
Wonderful. So we're going to ask you to take these and put them on the driver's side back seat.
The waters?
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I know that's heavy.
No, it's not. I've been training.
Yes, you have. You're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Well, should we get started before other hikers show up?
Sure.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Tell us what you're out here doing.
So I'm out here at the I-10 Oasis. There's a really difficult, hot, shadeless slog from Snow Creek and Palm Springs until you get to the I-10. And so this is a place, especially when it's extremely hot, where hikers need to rest, they need water. I provide food also, but it's a place for them to rest and really gather.
What are the origins of Mama Bear? How did you start? Why do you do this? How did you get started?
So my late husband tried to do the PCT, and on his third attempt, his InReach Garmin read something like, I'm out here dying, but that's not true. So anyway, I loaded up the car with, here comes the train.
That's such an iconic, like, vista,
isn't it?
Of America,
yeah,
right? The train
is
running by I-10.
Well, and that's the train. My husband used to be a railroad train engineer, and so that was his company. So anyway, when I loaded up the Tahoe with food and ice and drinks, and I went to where he was, and he was there with six other bedraggled female hikers. It was a very dry year. They'd had to filter all their water. And so when I got there, I just gave everything away. And this woman grabbed me. She says, oh, you're just like a mama bear taking care of us. She goes, there, you have a trail name. I didn't know what a trail name was. I don't hike. And so my husband, of course, says, I've been out here for weeks. I don't have a trail name. So anyway, she said, what you are providing with all this is trail magic, and that makes you a trail angel. Anyway, we thought it was so cool that we were able to help these hikers that we tried to figure out a place that's close to our home where we could do this for other hikers. Well, the place that's closest to our home is Paradise Valley Cafe. You don't need us there because you're going to go have a burger and a beer and then hitchhike into Idlewild. And so this is the next closest place, which isn't close at all for me, but it is a place with a big, big need. And if there isn't water under here, I think it's kind of dangerous. So people underestimate how much water they need, especially when it gets really hot. And I've had, you know, people collapse under here and have heat exhaustion. And so, you know, I'm here with water and sometimes ice and food. And so that's why I do it. That's it.
Yeah, so you tell me what, so that's what you do, but what keeps you coming back, like, year after year? So how long have you been doing this?
So I've been doing it about 5 years, and what keeps me coming back are the hikers, because the hikers are so grateful, they're so kind, they're so interesting, they're from all different parts of the earth, and I just really enjoy them. And the first year after my husband died, actually, it was a couple months after he died. I was just in such a dark place. And I didn't want to see people, and I didn't want to talk to anybody, but I knew I needed to get out of the house. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back and be the trail angel, because I'll be 5 hours of Mama Bear, not 5 hours of the dead guy's wife. So that's what I did. And the truth is, for me, the hiker saved me that first year by being out here and sharing love and their stories and experience. And so that's what keeps me coming back. They saved me, and now I get to, you know, it's a hot dog and a camp chair. It's not world peace, but it's something that, you know, I think makes a difference in their lives if they've just come through there. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you stay in touch with people that you've met?
You know, some I do. I've got some that come and visit, some that correspond by mail.
Some that I've met on Facebook. As a matter of fact, there was another trail angel that I was just in touch with. Her name is Sleuth. And she had told me about a hiker that was on the trail that needed to get off the trail for an infusion for some serious drugs that he needed to take. And so we were able to correspond. I was able to take him to my casita. I don't usually bring hikers home and I don't give rides. But I was able to get this kid home. He got his infusion and he's back on the trail. And then Saturday, she came through. So it was so nice to meet this person who had facilitated this. And she's hiking the trail. She's just an awesome human.
That's cool. So from your perspective as a trail angel and someone who helps hikers out, what do you see that draws people to do something like this, and what do they get out of it?
I think a lot of the people are hikers. I hate hiking. I don't hike. I don't hike. So I think that they just like to make a small difference. And not everybody does this. Some people bring water. Some people give rides to other hikers. Some put them up in their homes. Everybody does something different. But I think it's because they just want to do something nice for somebody and not really expect anything in return.
Right, right. And the hikers themselves, what do you see? What do you think draws people to hike the PCT?
I have no idea. Yeah. They're masochists. I don't know. I mean, interestingly enough, they come from all over, all ages. The oldest I've seen this year is 71. And the youngest I've seen this year is 16. So it's a cross-section of humanity. They come for lots of different reasons. Some come because it's such a grand adventure and they're hikers and they always wanted to do this. Some are doing it for their mental health. I see ex-soldiers that come through that have PTSD. Last year I had a couple of parents whose child is schizophrenic and this was the first chance they had where they had care for their child and they were able to get out. So some come for mental health reasons. Some come because it's a grand adventure. Some have thought about it for a long time and they really want to do it. I had a woman in here a couple of weeks ago that came and delivered some trail magic and she was a triple crowner. So that means she did the Pacific Crest Trail, the Appalachian Trail, and the Continental Divide. Like, wow. You know, that's huge. So,
yeah. I've heard a lot just online and talking to a lot of people last year that I think I've heard this from both hikers and trail angels that this kind of restores their faith in humanity.
Yes.
Have you had that experience?
Can you speak
to that a little bit?
Yes. People, well, because somebody is coming to do something and expects nothing in return.
Yeah.
And also I think it restores their faith in humanity when they're hiking and other hikers are so helpful to other hikers. Like, where else do you have the opportunity to do that in such harsh conditions?
Yeah, yeah.
And they help each other and they encourage each other and yeah. But everybody is just generous and kind and I don't know, it's just it does restore my faith in humanity and helped me during a really dark period in my life.
Good. So I'm starting on Saturday. So,
how exciting!
Yeah, thank you. What advice do you have for me for starting?
Take your time in the beginning. If you push it too hard and you get injured, that takes care of that. So take it easy in the beginning. Make sure you have enough water. And don't be discouraged by what other people say. Take your own hike. And if you have to stop off, I never call it quitting the PCT, but if you need to stop off and do something, go do it. If you need to take a 0 day, take the 0 day. Pay attention to your body and be kind to everybody else.
Great. Last question. My mom,
Is she worried?
I have some great interview tape. I interviewed them and she's been talking. I've been planning this for months. And
Aww. Every
time she's like, "You're doing this to torture me," is what she says. And she says, you know,
I get calls from moms a lot.
Do you?
I do.
Okay, so what would you say to my mother?
I do. That you will be with other people, other like-minded people, and she's done a good job raising a level-headed guy who's not going to be a bonehead and do things that are safe. And you're going to be fine out here.
Great.
You're going to be fine.
What are those calls with mothers like? I didn't...
So I got a call from a mom. It started on Facebook. She was worried about where her daughter was going to stay and Anyway, they ended up at the spigot, and I said, you know, they don't want to, you know, should they walk 5 miles and camp under the bridge? And I said, no, find a spot at the spigot and camp there, get refreshed. They were tired. She was where I said, it's a safe spot. It's okay. And then in the morning, they can come here and then take an Uber into Cabazon and get things that they needed. Or another woman asked about her husband and if I see him, would I give him a message? And, you know, and one guy came through last year and he says, oh, I miss my wife so much. And I lost my phone. I said, here, give her a call, talk to her. So sometimes, and other people, some people have their loved ones meet them here and help them along the way.
Yeah.
But if I can reassure them as with my limited amount of knowledge, that's what I have to say.
Yeah. You hear that, Mom? That's Mama Bear. That's what you call yourself, okay, at home.
Give her my phone number. Okay. She can call.
Will do.
Yeah.
Will do. Well, I should see you soon-ish.
Yes, yeah, probably we'll 3 weeks.
We'll talk again, and I'll seem probably less bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
No,
and
maybe you'll be more so.
Maybe so. Maybe
you know,
so.
You'll be so excited, because when you get here, you'll have done 209 miles, and you've climbed down that. That's pretty amazing, and I don't use that word much. I know everybody says, oh, this is, no. That's amazing. When you get down that is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. These hikers across from us are looking at me like, yeah, you're gonna think it's so amazing. Well, is the Oasis an ironic? Who named it the Oasis?
This other trail angel, and the PCT doesn't acknowledge it as the I-10 Oasis. They just call it the I-10, but we call it the I-10 Oasis because it is.
Yeah.
It is an oasis for hikers, you think?
It's an awesome name because it's not the immediate image that comes to mind.
No, it isn't. Like this filthy, dirty wooden bridge.
It's
yeah.
A bridge. There's dust and gravel.
And filth.
You're out basically in the desert valley of the mountains.
And my girlfriends think I am crazy to do this. I said, let me get this straight. You go spend your money and you buy food. And you drive and you cook food. You make banana bread or brownies or hot dogs or whatever. And then.
This is great.
Oh, God. And so then you drive underneath this filthy bridge out in the middle of nowhere. And you set up a camp with camp chairs and put out food. And people you don't know who smell bad come through. They eat your food. They drink your drinks. They take your supplies. And then they leave. And most you never see again. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. You know, why do you do that? I said, because it's so fulfilling. You know, why? For the money that I spend for today, I would go to a fancy schmancy lunch with my girlfriends. I don't know. I'd rather do this. I'd rather be with people. I'd rather make a small difference. And so that's why I do this.
That's awesome. You're awesome. This is awesome.
Just a human. Just
a friend. That's right. That's what. All right. Just got back to the hotel after doing some trail magic with Mama Bear. She was amazing. It was awesome. I'm so glad that I got connected with her. I got to meet some hikers that I'm never going to meet. Probably or most likely wouldn't meet on trail because they're ahead of me. So I'm pretty exhausted. I had to find a dumpster to throw the trash in from today, but was able to get that done. So, you know, she's an incredible lady, really touched by what she does. And that's what this is all about, restoring your faith in humanity. Really happy with how things turned out. And now I'm going to chow down on a vegan Nashville hot chicken sandwich and some vegan animal style fries. Watch some basketball, listen to some podcast material. That's it.
If you're digging the show so far, throw me some trail magic by rating and reviewing us. It helps people find the show, and seeing the stars makes me happy. If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katapish.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.